This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. Yes, I'm speaking to the final two finalists of the Alliance Bank BizSmart SME Innovation Challenge. We're just back for the third year and they've got prizes worth up to 1 million. The two gentlemen with me today is Ken Wom from Lau Po Recipe and Derek Toh from WOB. So Derek's been here for this third time now. So, you know, of course, we're going to hear a little bit about his progress so far and what he's gone through with this competition. Ken is the only finalist from East Malaysia.
Yes.
Right. So you are representing us in East Malaysia. So congratulations. Final two, definitely last but not least. Why did you how did you hear about this competition, Derek?
It's quite interesting. So in 2014, right? I'm Derek from WOB, by the way. So in 2014, I just started a blog for WOB to promote culture. And my dad actually saw it in the papers, and he said, "Hey, you should join this SME challenge, right?" But I only had like 10 employers at the time, and I felt a bit shy. I don't think I'm SME yet. Okay. But this year I saw it again. Yeah. You know, they were advertising, and I thought, "Oh, I've got like 300 employers now. Okay. I think I'm ready. Okay. I'm SME." So I applied, and I got in, and it's I'm really happy. Yeah.
Ken is a very interesting story. Before we go into your business, why did you decide to take part in this competition? Oh, who decided for you?
Actually, I'm Ken from La Po Tohua. Thanks to the Alliance Bank Innovation branch manager, because last time actually she wanted to promote me a credit card, but end up she passed me another form. This is the Alliance Bank BizSmart Challenge form. So I say, okay, if I can win the money, so I will join this competition. So I just take the form and then fill up my information. That's it.
And that's it. So you actually had no idea that you were going to take part in this, but the
I have no idea about that at all.
All right. Okay. So, your business, Derek, brief us on what you do.
Right. So, if you're an employer, you know that your staff is your biggest asset. And research shows that a lot of employers these days actually struggle to hire and retain Gen Y talent. Right. So, WOB actually helps employers attract all these quality Gen Y by building your employer brand. And also showcasing your culture on a website and a mobile app. So to date, we've sent close to 20,000 CVs to about 800 employers. Since we launched the app, I think it's about 7-8 months now. So it's growing pretty fast. And we did a survey of our job seekers recently, and 77% of them who found jobs through us say that they're happy, they believe they are culture fit, and they want to stay long-term.
Right, so it's the culture fit, right? So your company is about a year and a bit old?
The app launched 7 months ago, but I had the blog sometime in October 2014.
Okay, so that was just just a little over a year.
Yes.
So, and it's very important when you talk about culture fit, do companies... understand this whole idea about a culture fit and how important that is?
That's quite interesting. So, I speak to some companies and they get it straight. I say, hey, we help you promote your culture, and they understand. There are some certain companies, perhaps some of the larger ones, where we have to adapt our language a little bit. So instead of saying culture, we use the term, you can build your employer brand. So they understand what employer brand means. Now, it doesn't mean the same thing, because employer brand is external and then culture is internal.
Right.
But with a bit of luck, there's some resemblance, and it's a good starting point, and we work from there.
So, and with yours, it's like they actually, people looking for jobs, they have a look at the video of what it's like to work in the company and all that. Is it easy to get people to, do the video, the employers to do the video?
I think initially it was quite hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard. And I also had, I was wondering whether we're a bit ahead of our time, right? But we recently had a lot of large organizations approach us to want to join the platform. So we know that the market is actually ready. In fact, think about this. If you buy a car online now, right? What do you see? You see a description of the car. Mm. You can see photos of the interior exterior. Mm. You buy the house, it's the same.
Yeah.
You can see what the house looks like.
Yeah.
But if you go online to look for a job, you don't see anything.
Right.
Most of the time, you just see pages and pages of job descriptions. So I think people have been wanting something very different for a while. Right. So both job seekers and employers want a different kind of platform, and okay. And then we are that kind of platform.
Which is great. I mean, I think it was probably most difficult convincing the first five or first ten. Then after that, I think when people see there's a sample of what it looks like, then people are more agreeable to doing these videos.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that's great. So with yours, okay, what is it that you do? Is tafufa?
Yeah, actually, we are supply the healthy organic tafufa, okay. Or we call it soya pudding. So basically, we are supply our soya pudding to hotel as their wedding dessert,
mm-hmm.
and also our own retail kiosk in the Sabah and Sarawak.
Okay.
Yeah. So because our product we make by the original bean powder,
mm-hmm.
and then we are not using the gypsum powder as the traditional one.
Okay.
So that's because we use the jelly powder, so we are more healthy compared to the traditional one.
Okay. So it is organic.
It's organic.
Okay. So you're the only one there.
Yeah, we're not the only one there.
Yeah.
But beside the organic bean powder, we also use the remove skin bean powder to make it. Because as we know, the uric acid people actually they cannot eat the soya bean,
mm.
or they cannot drink the soya drink.
Mm.
Because the uric acid people they cannot eat the soya without remove the skin.
Right.
Yeah. That's why we use the remove skin bean to make it, so now they can enjoy it.
Ah, okay. So and you, your business is how old?
Our business just started last year March.
Mm.
Until now it's 1 year plus.
Okay, why? And then you've actually gotten into quite big. You've got how many outlets, or you work with licensees? How many is that?
We got 11 cities in Sabah and Sarawak, mm-hmm. so including KK, Kuching, Miri, and others. Main city in the East Malaysia.
These are licensees.
Yeah, it's a licensee. Consider a licensee because we are not franchised.
Okay, and they have their own central kitchens.
Yeah, because we pack our raw material and then send to, let's say, for example, Kuching. We send our raw material and then I will teach them how to make it in Kuching, in their central kitchen.
Okay, and why do you think it's been so, you know, successful? Because it's not tafufa, it's not something new. But why do you think it's been so successful?
I think because of the unique selling point of our product, because the benefit, a lot of people, they know what is tafufa. Basically, we bought the tafufa in the hawker center when I'm children.
Yeah.
But now we pack our tafufa, make it into the nice packing,
okay,
and then we
packaging.
Put in the shopping mall to sell it. So everywhere you can see the Laobo Touhua. That's why it's more convenient to the customer.
Okay, and of course you also selling the fact that it's organic.
Yeah, yeah. Because in the same time we promote the benefit of our product, we educate our customer to eat this kind of modern tafufa.
Okay. Now, just looking at your businesses, right? I mean, like, if you look at how to sustain your business in the next couple of years, you know, what are some of your plans in terms of growing your business?
Right. So, this is Derek from Warburg again. I think in the short term, we'll definitely look in Malaysia. The market is still, there's a lot of the market that we haven't covered yet.
Yeah.
So we want to grow here. So we're going to start building some processes and some operations to help us scale. But we're also looking regionally at the moment. Like we're looking at four countries, Thailand, Indonesia, Singapore, and Hong Kong.
Mm.
We haven't quite decided which one we will launch at yet, or we might even launch in all four places. Because in Malaysia, we launched the app 7 months ago.
Right.
And you know, we've grown really fast since then. So I'm actually thinking, if I launch in these countries, say in 1 or 2 months from now, by about mid next year, we're probably in the state where we can aggressively grow the operations there.
Have you got funding elsewhere?
We've been funded by angels.
Okay.
Fairly recently.
Fairly recently as well. And for you, how are your plans to expand? Come to West Malaysia. You're not available in West Malaysia yet.
Yeah, not sure. Currently, we're only in East Malaysia.
Mm.
But soon, we will expand our business into West Malaysia.
Okay. But as it is in East Malaysia, there's still places to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plenty of places to grow.
Yes, because at the moment, we want to develop more soya-based products like the soya drink and the soya ice cream.
Mm.
So because we want to capture different customer segments. So we want to make our brand is not only tafufa,
right.
But besides tafufa, it's still got another product.
Other soya products
as
well.
Yes, yes, correct.
Okay. So we'll talk a little bit about the training that you both have gone through and what you've learned so far. I'm here with Ken Wong from Laobo Recipe and Derek Toh from WOB. And this is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9.
89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. I'm speaking to the final two finalists of the 20 that made it for the Lions Bank BizSmart SME Innovation Challenge, which is back for the third year. I've got Ken Wong from Lao Po Recipe. What's the name in Mandarin again?
It's a Lao Po Dou Hua.
Lao Po Dou Hua. Okay. And a director from Wob Wob. She reminded me, working on bean bags. So, you know, you guys were just explaining a little bit about your business. So working on bean bags is a company that helps people, employees, look for the right company they work with by understanding the culture that the companies they're applying for, in a nutshell. Lao Po Recipe, Tofu Fa. Right? Not Tofu Fa, it's tofu pudding.
It's a... considered tofu fa, but they looks like the pudding. That's why we call it soya pudding also.
Right, okay. And of course, he's going to branch out into other soya products in the future as well. So next week is when it's going to be what, the top six?
I'm there from Rob. We do our pitch tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Actually, yeah,
okay.
all 20 of us.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting.
So then you all will know when. When will you all get the results then and there? Who will make it?
I don't think so. It'd be quite traumatizing if they tell us, sorry, you didn't get it, and you can go now, right? Probably okay. A few days, I hope.
Okay, so yeah. This all accumulating, the marks are all accumulating as we speak, how you perform in class as well. So yeah. I know you've gone for some coaching in the last couple of weeks. I know there's talent management, strategic influencing in the CEO chat room. Most recently, what was that? The growth wheel and the presentation knockout, right? So, Derek, what did you get out of those lessons?
So with the growth wheel, so Chris was our mentor, trainer then. So it's about business plans and things like that. And the way he trained was quite interesting because instead of just telling us, giving us information, he asked us a lot of questions, very insightful questions. One in particular kind of stuck with me because he actually asked us, would you sacrifice your family for your business?
Mm.
Right. So some of us do at 0%, some of us do at 100%. I'm still at 50%. I was undecided. I don't really know.
I might sacrifice my family.
I mean, I annoy them all the time, but I don't think I sacrificed them. But I went away, right, and I thought that actually most people, it's the reverse. I think why do people work so hard? They actually work for their family.
Right.
They sacrifice themselves for their family. Uh-huh. And it's a good reminder for Walmart because we deal with people's careers that we have to build the right product. While making money is very important.
Yeah.
The product, you know, we have to take care of that career, right? Because they're counting on us to help them find that job.
You got to remember what you're earning the money for.
That's right, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then people, you know, and all these hardworking Malaysians, I suppose, we need to find a way to connect them to the right employer.
Okay, so that was a thing for you, the growth wheel. And yeah. Any other things that, you know, you got out of that?
Definitely business processes need to be better. When you're a young startup, you focus a lot on sales and marketing. That's normal because you need the revenue, you need the employers. But now when we try to scale, it's a bit difficult. We don't have processes because there's no system in place.
Mm.
So you don't really know exactly who's supposed to do what, right?
Yeah.
So we need to build that.
And forever you'll be working in the business and not on the business.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And for you, Ken, what did you get out of the lessons?
Actually, from the growth wheel training, after the training, then only I know what is our weak point and then where should we put in more effort to improve it.
Okay.
For example, because we are selling the tofu fa,
so
before the training, I never thought of so much of things I have to take care in my company. So after the training, I think operation and the marketing, we need to put in more effort to make our company more organized.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's sales and marketing, and it's being more organized.
Yes.
Okay, so right now what you're doing in terms of sales and marketing?
Basically, now we are more into our products, research and development, because we want to develop more products. That's why marketing and the operation, we didn't care about it. That's why now, after the training, then we have to focus back in our operation, marketing, and in the same time to our product R&D.
Right. So it is, of course, I guess a lot of your business has been B2B, business to business. So now you need to understand that you got to make it exciting for the customers, for more potential distributors to come to you.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Correct.
What about presentation knockout?
Before the training, because I'm a very shy guy, so I don't need to speak in the public.
Mm.
So after the presentation knockout, I think I have learned many skills from there. So now I become more confident to speak and more comfortable.
Okay.
So it's a big difference. Actually, I learned a lot from the training.
Okay, so this whole. What about just with the other classes as well? With, you know, strategic influencing and all that. What did you guys get out of it so far in terms of the coaching sessions?
Actually, they got another training in the talent management. I learned how to, because we got others partner in. Mm. I mean, maybe in the future business or my current business, because we learn every people we are different. Yeah. So after the training, we know how to communicate well, and then how to communicate with our employee is not only the boss and employee. So after the training, we know how to respect each other. Mm. So we know what they want, so we can communicate well.
Right.
So, yeah.
And Derek, you've got about 10 employees now, or.
Yes, you almost 10 full time.
Right. So what? So what is it like with talent management? The culture within Bob.
It's still pretty good. I suppose we're not that big yet, right? So it's very manageable. Still very family like.
Yeah.
And everyone knows exactly more or less where their responsibilities are, because there's like in marketing, there's one person in marketing, right? So everything in marketing falls under her. But with time management also, I learned something very interesting from Roshan's session. Mm. And it has to, again, to do with processes and also people. Mm. So he asked a question, what kind of companies do better? Companies that focus on process or companies that focus on people? Mm. And it seems that it's the companies that focus on process that do better.
Okay.
And also, he also told the story of how like Wayne Rooney was pushed, you know, when he was still in the academy.
He loves his football now.
Yes. You know, to remind us that being a nice boss is not necessarily being a good boss, right?
Okay.
If you want your employees to grow, you have to push them, you have to make them better, you have to force them to see where, you know, to break new limits, basically, and to get better and better all the time.
Okay.
And I think that's something that I took back, and, you know, I went back to the office and I said, all right, guys, like, I'm going to push you from now on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what they told me. Yeah. Okay. All the best tomorrow. Okay. And also to see who's going to go back with some good money. And, you know, I've been speaking to Ken Wong from Lapo Recipe, the only representative from East Malaysia, and Derek Toh from WOB. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.